Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is your response to the Fermi paradox? The Fermi paradox is usually just paraphrased as, "Where are all the aliens?" But the actual paradox involves it seeming inconceivable that we could be the only technologically based civilization around that is able to transmit messages and send spacecraft out from our planet. But at the same time, here we are, looking out and listening out for signs of anyone else having figured out the secret of banging the rocks together. And, so far, zip. But before we get too pessimistic, let's consider that to whatever extent we are an example of an advanced civilization, we aren't actually all that noisy. Although we have been broadcasting radio and TV signals for around 100 years now, and hence those signals have spread out for 100 light years in all directions, their signal strength has attenuated over distance by the inverse square law. It's unlikely our current technology would be able to detect our own radio transmissions from just 4 light years away, say from Proxima Centauri, which is the closest star to our Sun. We might manage to detect our very loudest broadcasts, which to date have been in radar rather than radio, but already modern broad frequency radar is much harder to detect than the blaring narrow frequency radar we used in the 20th century. Similarly, our civilization is becoming increasingly radio quiet as we steadily shift away from radio and TV broadcasting towards cable and fiber-based comms. So it seems after a few brief decades of noise, our advancing technology is making us quieter, not louder. So a simple response to the Fermi paradox is to assume that we are a good example of an advanced civilization and that currently we would be unable to detect ourselves from any reasonable interstellar distance. And while there could be more technologically advanced civilizations out there, being more technologically advanced doesn't necessarily make you easier to detect. Mind you, our own technological advancement is going to make us much better listeners. The square kilometer array will give us the capacity to detect signals equivalent to our post-World War II narrowband radar from several hundred light years away. That's still only a small proportion of the whole Milky Way galaxy, but it will be a big step forward in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, perhaps a big enough step to put the whole Fermi paradox to bed once and for all. As to what we should be listening out for, we can only guess at how many Earth-like planets that may harbour Earth-like civilizations are out there. To date, we've been able to identify Earth-sized planets around red dwarfs, but these are not likely candidates for harbouring a complex ecosystem, let alone a technological civilization. We don't yet have the ability to identify the much more likely candidates, which are Earth-sized planets around G-type stars, like the Sun. It's thought that out of the several hundred billion stars in our galaxy, there are 7 or 8 billion G-type stars, and we could say there's up to 27 billion somewhat Sun-like stars if we include the adjacent F and K types as well. On that basis, it's speculated that the Milky Way might contain some 50 million Earth analogues, and perhaps another 25 million Pandora analogues, where Pandoras are exomoons orbiting gas giants that are orbiting within their star's habitable zone. But given everything we've covered in this podcast, perhaps the only way an interstellar conversation is ever going to start is if someone deliberately tries to get themselves noticed. Here at Cheap Astronomy, we feel confident that Earth could start broadcasting "Yoo-hoo, over here" messages without the slightest risk of any warmongering aliens warping over here at faster than the speed of light, because, you know, physics. But for anyone to actually hear us from more than 5 or 10 light years out, They would need some very sensitive equipment, and they'd probably have to be in line of a beamed transmission we'd sent to have any hope of distinguishing our signals from the routine background noise of the universe. So, for the moment, since it doesn't look like we'll be sending such a beamed transmission anytime soon, it's likely that any aliens out there are struggling with their own versions of Fermi's paradox.